far away. Now feel the wind blow outside my door. Meantime, I leave my woman at home. Tuesday's gone.
Yeah, kicking us off from back in the day this week was Lynyrd Skynyrd on Tuesday's Gone. I believe that might be off of Second Helping. I'll look that up on the next break and we'll see. Let me tell you just a little bit about what we do on Back in the Day. We have tunes from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and we might even have a recent tune that is just a redo or a reflection on tunes from back in the day. But anyway, here's one coming up that is someone that didn't last with us very long, but what time she did, she made a big impact on music in general. And this is probably one of my favorite tunes that I ever heard her do. I believe Kris Kristofferson may have written this tune. Anyway, here's Janis Joplin with Me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, loud when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La da 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 da.
Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee. She used to get a lot of criticism about how lousy her bands were, and that band right there would make it today without any problem. So, you know, things have sure changed. Criticism still has a tendency to fly left and right when it comes sometimes from one group to another. And, you know, thank goodness it's not hardly, not totally like that these days. I still see it some, but it's nothing like it used to be. I guess it was so competitive at one time, and probably other things had to do with the criticism. But anyway, you know, everybody lived their life like they wanted to live it, whether they lived 30 years or 50 years or whatever back in the day. And so no criticism here. We're just all about the music. Here's somebody that I think made some great music and made a huge impact on the world in a lot of different ways. And I think he calls himself something else now, but we know him as Cat Stevens. Here's one of his more famous tunes. It's called Wild World.
Breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Cat Stevens with Wild World, and coming up is a group called Canned Heat. I think the first time I was ever exposed to these folks was, I think, whenever I got to see the movie Woodstock, and I believe they did this song on the Woodstock stage. Anyway, here's Canned Heat with a song that I learned to play many years ago. It's called Going Up the Country. Thank you. That brings back old memories, don't it? We got one coming up you're going to get a kick out of. I had just about 5-8 tracks, I think, when I was in high school. And this came off of one of them. And the name of the group was Bread. I got another one coming up later on down here that came off of a... Well, anyway, it was on an 8-track that I had. And anyway, you'll get a kick out of this if you're an old-timer like me. Here's Bread from back in 1970, Make It With You. Yeah, man, it wasn't nothing like having Bread and Deep Purple and the band called America. I had a ton of those 8-tracks as far as, well, back then you'd figure it was a ton. I think I had 5. I don't know. But anyway, here's a song coming up from a band that actually got a chance to play some of these tunes in a group. And we done our best. We had a horn section and the keyboards and the whole works. And best I remember, we had a great drummer at the time. But anyway, here's a group some of you probably heard of. It's called the Average White Band, and this tune's called Pick Up the Pieces. We'll be right back. Some of the best Friday nights I ever experienced was playing a whole ton of Average White Band music, and especially with that horn section we had. I just had a blast out of them. Well, y'all have heard of Simon and Garfunkel. Well, each one of them ended up having their own solo careers, and then they got back together, all kinds of mess. Well, anyway, here's Art Garfunkel from back in the day doing a tune called I Only Have Eyes for You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Thank you.
Yeah, Art Garfunkel, I Only Have Eyes for You. Went on to a spell in my learning how to pick and wishing I could sing career. Ended up really enjoying a lot of Carole King tunes. This was junior high, early high school, I guess. And James Taylor and folks like that, America and Bread and Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, all those kind of folks. Of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd come a little later on. But anyway, all those folks were just really, really popular to me. But here's a Carole King tune that I wanted to play. I guess in some ways, for some reason to me, this was always one of the, and I still, every now and then, I catch myself humming this tune. For some reason, this was one of the saddest tunes that I guess I've ever heard. And anyway, it's still entertaining. And Carole King is... she's just a legend and an icon. I still love to see her perform. Here's a song off of her Tapestry project. It's called It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here. Is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't.
Isn't that great? Aren't you glad they recorded those tunes so we could hear them many, many years later? That was from back in the 70s, I believe. It's Too Late off the Tapestry Project, Carol King. I was sitting here thinking about, I'm thinking about maybe dedicating a few of these shows every now and then to just one artist, but that's just a thought. For instance, there is a CD that somebody handed me, and I won't mention any names. But anyway, it's got Vassar Clements, Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, let's see, Peter Rowan, and some other folks on it from back in the 90s. I was thinking about maybe doing that sometime. It's called That High Lonesome Sound. And, you know, Jerry Garcia and a bunch of those folks, they did a whole lot of bluegrass. There's several projects that they did when they were calling themselves Old and In the Way. I really liked that. That was a great idea, great concept back then. But anyway, I'm thinking about doing that, maybe doing one. I thought about the Doobie Brothers. You know, they're older material that most of us, if you got any age to you at all, you still remember probably the majority of these tunes. But anyway, that's just some thoughts. Speaking of great groups that I thought a lot of back in the day before they... We ended up basically losing most of them in an accident, and then some of them tried to carry on later. And anyway, as far as I know, I'm not sure there's an original member still even left. But we're going to play a tune anyway. I used to play this tune with a group that I was in. Enjoyed playing it tremendously. Here's Lynyrd Skynyrd with Call Me the Breeze.
Mr. Breeze.
Probably enjoy playing their music back when I was doing a little string stroking, a little picking on the guitar. Didn't enjoy playing anybody's music as much as I did Lynyrd Skynyrd's. And, man, what a great band. Them and Eric Clapton. I remember playing a lot of Eric Clapton. It was a lot of fun. Here's another group that I think I played one already from. I had these boys on an 8-track. Here's one that really, to me, was probably one of the most popular songs. Here's Ventura Highway from the band called America.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway.
Yeah, one of them California-associated tunes, Ventura Highway from the group America. Coming up, this song always makes me think, for some reason, of the beach, or sitting on the dock of the bay, or whatever. So, anyway, here's Dobie Gray with a tune called Gimme the Beat, Boys.
A game that I hate to lose.
a shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Just sitting there thinking there's so many of these artist angels that we just don't have with us anymore, and it's still very enjoyable to hear their music replayed. Thank goodness, like I said earlier, they recorded this. Dobie Gray, give me the beat, boys. Here's a song about it not ever raining in California, Southern California, and as an old boy that I used to work with would say, is I beg to differ. According to what I hear, here's Albert Hammond to do a song, It Never Rains in Southern California.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure and true. Seems it Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind.
back home. I nearly made it. Had offers, but don't know which one to take. Tell them how you found me. Give me a break. Give me a break. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl,
didn't have some great tunes back in. Albert Hammond. I don't even remember if he had anything else that was popular right off the bat. I'll have to look that up. Anyway, It Never Rains in Southern California from back in 1973 from our oldies files. And we've got a guy coming up that I was thinking about during that last song. I think this guy actually, when you think about it, if you read the history, bio, and all that stuff about this fella, honestly, I think he put the bottleneck slide guitar literally on the map. And we're talking about the young man, Duane Allman, which I never did get a chance to see Duane Allman that I recollect. I got to see the Allman Brothers a couple of times. And, of course, Duane was already passed and gone. But anyway, here's an instrumental tune that... you know, not just anybody could have made this thing to where it had the popularity that it did. But we're going to play one from Duane Allman called Little Martha to close out the program today. Thank you a whole bunch for listening to Back in the Day. And if you'll stay tuned, we got a super midday special for you coming up. Always the Artist Spotlight is featuring some of the latest and the greatest. So anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Here's Duane Allman with Little Martha. Thanks for listening to Back in the Day on the SBB Radio Network.